Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to have a good morning anyway. I'm trying to work this out. It's like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's beyond frustrating, but by the end of the day, I'm going to have an answer. So let's just move forward because, like I said, I might be interested in signing on to be a caretaker for you guys anyway. If you're
Okay.
offering me that $16 an hour rate, I would probably take other cases if they were local to me. Let's just get me signed up as a caretaker. Number one, so that we can move forward if, we're just ready. Let's just get me signed.
Let me message Sarah from the intake team to get you started with
Okay.
the requirements
Yeah,
and stuff.
that message got way buried down. I know I have one with a bunch of links. If she could just resend that, I'll go ahead and fill out the documents.
Okay, and I'm not sure if they can do just
So,
I don't understand the situation. You're legally the point of attorney. That's what I understood, right?
there may have been a paper somewhere that said that at some point. Why does that need to matter today is my question. Lots of people don't even have a power of attorney. If he does not give you that power of attorney paperwork, or he gives you power of attorney paperwork that says his sister is his power of attorney, which both documents say. I am not the sole power of attorney, even on the document that I was on. It's
Okay.
me
That
and his
might be
sister.
that they can onboard you. I'm not so familiar with the requirements of that
So
act that I'll have.
my thought is this. If it is not a requirement to submit a power of attorney as part of your file or whatnot, he can just move forward without a power of attorney listed. He doesn't need one. He makes his own decisions. This is not somebody in, near death or incapacitated, he does, like I said, both of those documents that he does have, which would be there with him if anything were to happen, do say that his sister is the final, power of attorney. I was listed as the first one, but essentially this is the way I'm looking at it. I can do one of two things. I can just give you the copy that only has her name on it, or if I really have to, I can go back to the state representative and have them write a I can write out an amendment like I am removing myself as power of attorney so that to be Bob's caretaker, Sandra will resume duties, and have them notarize that note and add it to it. What I don't want to have to do is get this sick old man back in the car and figure out going to get documents notarized that we did a
I
couple
understand.
weeks ago. You know what I mean? When we weren't
Yes,
advised
I
well
understand.
that this would be a conflict. And again, at the end of the day, lots of people don't have a power of attorney at all. There's really no need for one
I
in
don't
his
know
case at this
exactly.
time.
So
Yeah, find
I don't
out
know
what
how
the
it
need is.
works. Let me see if she still has you as the caregiver, because I once
Okay.
forgot your information. Check that
Yep,
out.
yep. Do what you gotta do.
Removed from the sheet, but let me just go ahead and fill it out again.
Okay.
Ultra form. First name. Discuss all my paid in. Patience. Seven. And what is your address?
1722 Norristown Road.
Norristown Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting in the city. What is the city?
Maple Glen or Ambler. PA 19002.
19002.
Yep.
Put it in the email address as well. Language. And the COVID vaccine, you're vaccinated.
I am not.
Monica, you know what I'll do? Okay, I've just submitted it, and I'll also message Monica to start working on that.
Okay.
And I guess you should receive a call from us today. If not today, then Monday.
Okay.
We should receive a call today. Okay? And
okay,
we'll get it quickly done and start as soon as possible. And also about, let me see, Johnny messaged me about authorization. We'll up to that. Just received an email from her. What is that? Physician has been approved and active since February 14. So the question is that we probably have to switch it because it probably went into with no agency or with any other agency because we don't have the approval. So do you have time to call now into Keystone? I guess it's Keystone, yeah?
I can't do anything for Keystone without being with Bob. Oh, I can message Tanzania, but I don't think she even handles the case anymore. He does. I don't even know who his new service coordinator is yet.
The imaginary says that she is the coordinator.
That's oh, good. Maybe she still is. I don't know. She told me once the services go through that it goes on to somebody else.
Okay, so if you have time, I don't know when you have time to, you know, call together with Bob to Keystone and ask to switch the authorization to our company. I'll give our informational text.
I'll be going to the home. Yes, yeah, send it in a text. I'm going to be going to the home later to see him. And
so just call in the insurance company, the Keystone, that you would like to switch the authorization to us, and we will receive it. They just send in a request, and we're there to receive the authorization. So we have also that one ready. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, darling. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.